This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is where accomplishment and harmony coexist. Now, here's your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman.
Hello, and welcome to the next episode of the Live Your Spa Life Show, where spa life is a lifestyle that accepts that accomplishment and harmony can coexist. We speak here with leaders who are living that life of accomplishment, but they're doing it with harmony. So you will be so excited to hear my guest speaker today, which is Priscilla Stefan, who is an intuitive business strategist and a leading from your soul facilitator. She helps leaders step into their next level of leadership to create more impact with profit, joy, and ease. Welcome, Priscilla.
Thank you. Hi, Diane. Hi, everyone.
So good to have you here. So one of the things, Priscilla, I'd love to jump into is that you have a holistic approach with your clients to help them live their dream lifestyle and doing that confidently with their brilliance while embodying their purpose. So I'd love for you to share a little bit more about that.
Yes. Everything is so connected. And when I started out my business, I was 100% business focused. It's all for the business, working all the time. And of course, burnout, dis-ease, a whole bunch of all the stuff that we're used to happened. There was no harmony in my life. There was no balance to speak of. And so my holistic approach with clients has come from my own experience of being very lopsided in my focus and where my energy was driven. And so over time, the harmony came from, what do I need to be a fully nourished, empowered, amazing person in the world, an amazing leader? And that means harmony, balance, time off, space, being in my feminine as well as in the masculine. And really what I call leading from my soul, really being honest and true with what I need to be the fullest, most joyful expression of me.
I love that, just courageously asking that question, you know, because you were successful, right, in the aspects of what you were doing before, but you knew that something wasn't in alignment with yourself. So was that, how was that leap of going from what you knew to a spiritual, like holistic approach?
Yes, and that was the puppy growling. Always gotta love it, right? I didn't go willingly. I really pushed and yelled and screamed every step of the way because I was so determined to succeed. And that was the way I knew how, was just pushing, doing more, that it wasn't until I got sick, until I began to not get the level of results that I wanted, that I felt pushed into considering any way of doing things that actually did create more ease and more joy. And it was that moment when I was talking to a friend and I was like, you're either chasing the dream or you're living the dream. And I was always chasing something outside of myself, but at the expense of living and enjoying my life. So the harmony in the spa life was like, oh, for a vacation. That wasn't even a consideration of what I thought I could give myself permission to have.
Right. I love this so much because this is just the fascinating aspects of life. I mean, I love that distinction between chasing the dream versus living the dream. I mean, everyone wants to live the dream. So I love that distinction that you're sharing here. You know, I'd also like to have you share with everyone about, you know, you've created the Leading from Your Soul archetype assessment. You know, tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so the intuitive work that I do is based in something called the Akashic Records, which is a powerful space of love and truth where I do have a specific mastery in channeling information for people's businesses so that they can truly live out their purpose. And last year, as I was channeling a book on soul leadership, I was given this body of work on leadership archetypes that really helps you to fundamentally understand at a soul level, how are you designed to naturally lead and make a difference in the world? What are your superpowers, your gifts? What are your shadow side? How does your leadership want to show up in the world as you live out your purpose? So you're not leading like someone else. You're not trying to be something you're not. You're fully embodied and 100% you, and knowing that you are perfectly designed as a soul to lead and to contribute exactly the way you are. Your magic, perfectly, perfection, first time around.
Wow. I find this so intriguing. I can hear, you know, my listeners talking about, well, so what are my natural strengths? You know, the discovery process that comes with that, because, you know, so many people live their kind of anti-self, you know, like you said, that pushing aspect of how they think they're supposed to be, what their business is supposed to look like. You know, there's all these shoulds and things that are happening, you know, when we're really wanting to step out into living our spa life and having more harmony. And, you know, how is it that this people can help discover their natural strengths? What are some of the processes you do to help people really step into their leadership style coming from this standpoint?
Exactly. Well, it's all about leading from your soul and leading from within, I think, first of all. And then there's the assessment, which we can talk about a little bit later, that really helps you self-identify what kind of archetype you are and the innate and beautiful, gorgeous gifts that each of these archetypes have. We have all of them, but we tend to dominate in one or two areas. But ultimately, this whole body of work is about remembering that you are a leader. You have magical powers already, most of which we don't even remember or think about or give credit to because it comes to us so, so easily. Right? You're like, oh, I do that. Ah, that's nothing. But oh, like, really? Like, let's look at what that you think is nothing, which is, you know, magic. And then maybe amplifying some of the skill sets that you already have, but maybe you just haven't given yourself credit for, maybe just need to refine just a bit. And this is ultimately about alignment. It's about being all of you, acknowledging the magic you are, and then making that choice to say, how do I want to show up and lead today? And leadership in the body of work is defined as contribution. That's it. So you contribute, right, Diane, in your work as a friend, as, you know, mothers, daughters, sisters, guys, we're all contributing. So we're all leaders. So that's like we're all on an equal level, whether it's a CEO or the person that's at the counter is selling you makeup. You know, we're all leaders. It doesn't look a specific way. There's no place to get to. It's not experience or mastery or accolades. It's about you've got it already here. So it becomes a very embodied experience and one where you get to be yourself. So it's leadership is always that inside job. The spa life is that inside job. It's all happening in this space, right? Wow. It's not a vacation outside yourself. It's not someday. It's like now. It's a lifestyle, really.
Right. Absolutely. Well, listeners, are you not finding this so refreshing that just being who you are, right? It's not like this thing, or, you know, it's like, oh, we get to do that on Sundays, or we get to do that for summer vacation. But it's the lifestyle. You know, that's the part I think that people need to integrate into their being, that this is actually who you are and how you experience and express your life each and every day. So I absolutely love, love, love this because, I mean, it's those things that are the most easy for us, the ones that are in our flow, the ones that don't feel like work, that feel like play, is that's where you know you're in your majesty and your magic. You know, I love to have that magical aspect of our life to really give us the juice that it is that fulfills us and that makes us feel like we're doing the things that we're doing. So I absolutely love that. But yet, Priscilla, we also know that there's so many people out there that are living a life by default. They're just letting life happen to them. And as part of the spa life conversation, we're really talking about how you can live your life by design, you know? And so what are some of the things that you're doing to consciously create that life that allows you to live your spa life?
There are many things. The first one for me that creates a spa life is spaciousness. It's something I crave in my business and in my life. Hello, like an angel singing. Right? Oh, exactly. Let's all sing together. Spaciousness, like that's my number one energetic priority, is like space. And so what that means is that I'm not overbooked, that there are bookends to my calendar, that there are weeks, usually the last week of every month is a no client week, so I can have time to not be giving so much and creating and being in my energy and regenerating. Weekends are time off with my fiance. It also means that I have a practice of just, it's called a womb meditation, where I just connect to the consciousness of my feminine energy and I just create peace from within. It means walking the puppy. It means doing things that bring me joy, like living. Like, what does living, fun, play, joy look like for you? Like, what is the energy you need? What are the activities you need for you, right? That's customized to you. What does your soul want for, you know, as nourishment? So that's what I would say is important mostly. And then just making sure that you know, I ask myself, how am I feeling? Am I feeling good? Or am I feeling gloomy or depressed or overrun, you know, running myself ragged, which happens, right? We do find that disharmony. It happens, but it can be something you can shift out of, you know, which is what I'm saying. So those are some of the things that come to mind.
Oh, I feel like that's just so lovely just to design your life. I mean, what a concept, right? To actually live your life, like what real living looks like, to have yourself come from that place of joy and to have that experience of your day. And I love what you're talking about, you know, having that bookends and talking about your calendar. I mean, you know how passionate I am about your calendar and how it's a reflection of your life and what that looks like. And I love that reminder you talked about of taking that last week off to create and do other things in the month. You know, one of the things when people talk about, you know, time and not having enough time, one of my favorite tricks is, you know, those months, like if you, let's say you built your business around 4 weeks, well, what about all those months that have 5 weeks? What about that fifth week as being something that you went on vacation or you took time off for yourself or you did a project or, you know, there's so many sweet little tools to be able to utilize your time in a way that really serves you and structure that in a way that really brings this brilliant aspect to yourself and into fruition.
Yeah, and I think it's really making that decision to live and a choice. It's a choice. Everything is a choice. Because I'm just like, oh, but you don't understand my life. I remember the days when I was a health coach. I'm like, I do. And I know you're here hiring me because you want something different. So let's go make some tweaks that will create something different from you. It's a choice. You can have it. It's just the decision to say, I'm choosing it. I'm having it. I'm moving toward that.
Right. You know, and part of this decision, you know, just leads me to what I'm calling like the newest addiction or the most popular addiction these days of the I'm so busy, right? And that, you know, when you ask someone how they are, they're not even responding it in terms of how they are actually feeling or being. It's just that automatic response of I'm so busy. And, you know, we all have 24 hours in our day and we can make those conscious choices about what that looks like. So Priscilla, what are some of the things that you're doing to make the most impact in your day?
Well, now I'm starting with a womb meditation. It's about 5 minutes. I just put some music on, some nice new age music from YouTube, and I just get grounded and centered because that affects my entire energy, right? Because it's so easy to be here. I've got to do this. Like that scattered energy doesn't create in a really empowered, effective way. And energy is so potent. Even just before I got on here, I just got myself centered so that I could show up more powerfully for everyone, right? I also follow the energy of what feels light for me. If there's heaviness, I know there's a lie or a should or a must do. So like, what's light? What wants to come through? I also ask a lot of empowering questions, you know, because many of us are conditioned in the I am busy default of why isn't this working out? How long is it going to take? What do I need to do? Right? It's the linear headpiece. Right. Well, there is empowered questions. What would it take for me to have joy today? What is the next action step I can take to create money right away with ease, right? How can I be a magical being today, right? So I think all of these help. And then I'm just very clear, like what are the core, like three things I'm creating this month? And then just making those a priority of what I'm choosing to focus on first every day, right? It's the eat the frog idea, you know, take those the most important aligned steps first and then focus on any busy work or delegate that busy work as much as possible.
I love that about the empowering questions about, you know, what am I magically creating today? And that's beautiful. I, you know, I'd like to circle back around about, you had mentioned about one of your practices about a womb meditation, and our listeners may not be familiar with that term or what that is. Can you explain a little bit more about that?
It's very new to my world, and I just put my hand on my womb, and this goes for guys too, and even for women that have had a hysterectomy. It's really that space like below your belly button, you know, there's so much consciousness and wisdom there. And so I just put my hand there and my hand on my heart, and I just breathe and I just drop into my body, and I say, I just drop, okay, am I here? Am I present? And then I listen to music, and I just, with my breathing, I just feel more grounded. I come from out here to dropping, you know, because most of us are living from here up, and it's about living from here down, like all of it, all of us, the body, being in the body. And so that just grounds and centers me. For someone, if that's just in regular meditation or yoga, it doesn't matter. What will get you in your body and grounded and centered and connected to yourself? it's kind of like what I call a soul practice, and everyone has different things. And so for me, that's what I've been doing. And with some music, you don't have to. And then I can ask the womb a question, you know, what would you like me to do today? You know, what is your message for me today? It's almost like pulling a card, like those little angel cards, but you pull it from your own inner wisdom. Like, again, it's like leading from your soul is about accessing all the magic and wisdom and infinite wisdom that is already within you.
Right. So like womb wisdom.
Yeah. It can be heart wisdom. It could be infinite wisdom. It could be whatever you want to call it, higher self. Right. Doesn't matter. There's always a consciousness that can contribute to us.
Got it. Thank God, right?
I know.
So good. So let me ask you, so how does leading from your soul like support you in making a greater impact in creating a successful business?
Yeah, so you always know what's true and best for you. So sometimes I equate the word soul with your truth, right? Leading from your truth, what's true for you in your business, around your purpose, and what brings you joy, the people, the business model, right? So it's about acknowledging what is true for you so that you create that level of alignment that then also leads to clarity, focus, and inspired action, right? Because we can get, oh, I've got so many things to do, I don't know that. All this busy, like out of your body energy headspace, right. Stop it. Okay. What is true for you? If you could have things any which way, if you could have this day go any which way, what are you going to choose? What's true for you? Is what you are choosing and the actions you are taking and the way you're leading your business in your life, are they in alignment with what's truly a priority and meaningful and rich for you? If not, what can you shift? One baby shift, you know, a day, or can really help you to get back into alignment with the essence and the truth of you.
Right. I mean, how beautiful to really step into living an exceptional life by leading with what's true for you, right? Because if we don't ask ourselves the question, then how is it that we step into the next step and really in expressing how we want to live our life?
Yeah, because then it can be default that we can step into victim or martyrhood or delaying our joy or waiting or chasing. It becomes this energy that isn't very sustainable or spa life. It's not life-giving, right? It's not nourishing. It's frantic, chaotic. And sometimes we choose that because we're afraid of feeling. We're afraid of looking at the truth. And that's okay. Just acknowledging where you are doesn't mean you need to take action on it. It's that awareness is always that first step that can lead to exploration, curiosity, awareness, and then maybe some action too.
Right. You know, one of my mentors, when we were talking about designing a life, he said, you can equate it, you know, when you step into a room, you know, whether it's a person or the environment itself or your experience, whatever that is, does it have like repelling energy, you know, or is it like lean in energy? Like, is it lean in encompassing energy that you really feel like, oh, tell me more? Or is it more of like, oh, I can't breathe, you know, kind of thing. So really noticing how you feel in a space and with someone can really help you in making those decisions around whether it's in alignment with you.
I'm so glad you said that because energy is everything. Everything is energy. Your unspoken words, how you hold yourself, how you enter a space. It's not even what you say. It's who you're being. And that's why the living the spa life, leading from what's true for you, that is magnetic. That is empowering. You do not see that every day. And it doesn't mean you're perfect or everything's in alignment. It means you're connected to yourself and what's true. And you're giving yourself what you need to be energetically magnetic, present, and beautiful.
So good. So speaking of magnetic and your energy and your space, one of the things that I love to ask, you know, my guests is that keeping in mind that everything has an energy, we feel differently in our bedroom versus our kitchen versus, let's say, our office. So what is your favorite room and why?
I love my office here because it's mine. I have a huge window to the backyard and it is my space of contribution and creation. And it's a space of magic for me and connection and possibility. I love our bedroom. Our bedroom is huge. Got like vaulted ceilings and the door to the backyard. But there's something about this just being my space, a place for my magic. And it feels like such a gift because many people don't have home offices. Sometimes they work from the kitchen table, which I also like to do once in a while. But like, this is my claimed space of creation.
I love that so much. You know, it's like the alchemy that gets created in the space of how you're able to deliver your gift. So
exactly.
I totally see that. So speaking of your gift, I know that you have a free 8-minute self-assessment. Tell us a little bit more about that and how our listeners can get that.
So to our listeners, are you curious to know what kind of leader you are at soul level? What are your natural superpowers, your gifts, and your leadership style? If so, I'd love to invite you to take this free 8-minute visualization where you can self-assess the soul leadership archetype that best describes your innate gifts, your motivation to lead, your strengths, and then what to do with it moving forward as you apply it into your life, into your business, and into your relationships. Because really embracing all of who you are and stepping into it will actually create so much magic and space and contribution by you just acknowledging who you are, how you're naturally designed, and then choosing how you want to apply that moving forward with ease. Because if you're more of you, chances are you'll also make more money and you'll just be happier. Ooh.
What a concept, right?
I know.
Speaking of just, you know, stepping into like the moment and really sharing what's here for you. So let's put this into practice right now. Let's just take a moment and just take a deep breath. And Priscilla, check in and see if there's anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners.
Come home to your body, to your wisdom, to your soul. Follow and trust what your inner wisdom, your inner guidance, your intuition is telling you. Be brave enough to follow it. And if you're curious, I'd love for you to also check out the assessment, which is at priscillastephan.com/assessment. And it's going to be fun for you to see which of the 5 archetypes you are. I am a mystic, a light worker, but there are 5 to choose from. So I wonder what kind of a leader you are.
So curious. Good to check out. I'm going to do this myself so I can find out what kind of leader I am as well. So this will be fun to do for me.
Yeah.
So aside from the assessment, how can our listeners connect directly with you?
Yes, my website is the best way, priscillastephan.com. You can take the assessment there. You can check out my blog. I always write some cool stuff, all related to leadership and being more of you and business and soul business. Yeah. And then I'm also on Facebook as well. You know, just my personal page is more of where I post, and on Instagram, all with my name, Priscilla Stephan.
Fantastic. Well, you know, listeners, please go, you know, connect with Priscilla and really step into finding out, you know, what kind of leader are you? You know, what is your greater spiritual purpose and how is that in alignment? And are you leading with that? Are you going with your natural strengths? And so this is part of the Spa Life conversation that we're having. You know, it's not just about the accomplishments that we have, but it's how we're doing it, in what harmony, and how we are doing it in alignment with ourselves. So I also have a free gift for you where you can see how you can start living your spa life. And you can go to dianehoffman.com/guide and get your 9 secrets to step into your spa life. So you can start expanding around some of the conversation that Priscilla and I have been having. We would love to both stay in contact with you and support you in being the brilliant person that you are here to be. So with that, Priscilla, thank you so much for joining us and being part of the Spa Life conversation.
Thank you. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you. So listeners, until we connect again, live your spa life. Bye for now.
Your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman, wants you to know you can download her free guide to start living your spa life right now. Go to dianehalfman.com and click on the link for the 9 secrets to step into your spa life. Now, live your spa life where accomplishment and harmony coexist.
You know what drives me crazy? When business owners believe that just because they're not on stage speaking, they don't need stage presence. Stages come in all shapes and sizes. You're on the stage when you're in a boardroom, talking to a prospect, or introducing yourself and your company. I invite you to join me on a free educational webinar called How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking. Learn the critical ingredients to make impact and income on any type of stage. Go to speakersuccessformula.com and grab your spot now.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to rise up and share all your greatness to the world? Stop playing small and settling for mediocrity? If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network Entrepreneur Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year, August 3rd through the 5th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Get ready to be coached by me and learn from other multi-million dollar speakers who will teach, inspire, motivate, and guide you to transform your thinking from small to big. And you can't beat the food and fun at our Saturday night dance party either. Look, no one makes it alone, so it's time to stop trying to be the COE, chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. There is nothing like the eWomen Network Conference to bring out your genius and help you take action on living your dream. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.